Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Markets had a great day Monday, a big surge. Mike North of EverAg says it was a political rally. He called it the Trump bump.
You know, end of day, if you look at how markets broadly have been trading as we've gone through the debate, as we've watched the assassination attempt, as we've, you know, worked our way through this process where confidence is building around a, you know, Trump presidency, we've watched equity markets run and we've watched funds selling against commodities in general and pressuring commodities across the board. And so, you know, if you look now at the consideration that there's a different candidate, I think you've slowed down that trade. So, you know, the Trump trade, I think, is going to at least be put on pause while we wait for, you know, some degree of understanding around, you know, what prominence does this new candidate have. And money managers are going to have to, you know, take a little bit of a step back and say, okay, how do I want to be aligned as I go further down the tracks?
Mike North of EverAg on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon encouraged farmers to sit up and take notice.
You know, that rally, probably not long-lived. So if you're looking for this to be a runner, you might change your tune a little bit. This is probably a flash in the pan.
Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group took a more technical approach to yesterday's market rally.
If you look at the commitment of traders showing the speculative short was grew once again, and there was a lot of talk last week about how big the speculative short was. I think the rest of the trade decided to punish a lot of those funds for being quite as short as they are. The export inspections were okay, and the weather is an unknown factor here. It's going to be pretty nice this week. It looks like it's going to turn hot and dry as we go into the 1st of August, and I think that really helped the beans out as much as anything. Just that forecast that we could get to see some damage to a bean crop that's already on the small side. So all sorts of bullish factors going on here. It's nice that the market finally reacted.
Locally, Randy Martinson agrees, even if it's a flash in the pan, it sure was a breath of fresh air. It was needed.
A good day all the way around. You know, we don't see many of those. This is unbelievably good day for us, especially after what we've been seeing. Last week was a rough one. The week before that was rough. So this is actually, gives us a little bit of hope that maybe we could see a little bit better performance. You know, we are low, and this market needed to see a little bit of strength. Spring wheat has seen a little bit of action, you know, towards the end of last week. It actually spent 3 days higher and actually finished a higher for the week last week. So that had already started a little bit of the partying. It just needed some company, and it took the rest of the markets with this week. We had an export sale of 133,000 metric ton of corn to Mexico. That helped a little bit. But I think the bigger share came from the news that China's central bank decreased their interest rates, surprisingly. Chinese economy, which has got them to possibly come in and start doing some buying. And you almost think it today was a risk-on session because the cattle and feed report wasn't that spectacular on Friday. We should have seen a little pressure from it. Cattle came out of the gate on the higher side and finished with some decent gains. Weather will be the big thing that we watch here because they're talking about some, you know, drier conditions. They pulled rain out of the forecast for some areas from the, you know, all three of the 6 to 10 and the 8 to 11 to 15 and the 1 to 5. So we're talking warmer conditions, a little bit more heat, and that certainly is going to impact the northern plains and the western corn belt as we go into pollination for corn.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics.
Over the weekend, especially in Ukraine and the Black Sea regions, they were supposed to get some rains. They did, but it was very light rains from what I could tell. And when I look at some of the soil moisture profiles now versus 5-6 days from now, both Ukraine and Western Russia, Central Russia, as you would call it in the crop production maps, look like they're actually going to lose soil moisture over the next 5 to 6 days. And I think that really took the market by a little bit of surprise. And I think we saw that in the fact that the canola market, the ICE canola futures, up around 4% on the session. Ukraine was, I think, a highlight, as was the Canadian prairies, southern Saskatchewan in particular. That was already being looked at on Friday. Some reports already talking about heat blast in their canola crop. So I think those oil seeds, rapeseed and canola seed, really helped the soybean complex out on Monday and give us that short covering rally.
Mike Zuzulo, Jack Scoville, and Mike North. Comments coming from AgriTalk yesterday and AgWeb.com. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break for the weather forecast.